This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The Election Commission will today organize the National Roundtable Conference of ECI and State Election Commissioners at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. The roundtable conference has been held after a gap of 27 years. The last such conference was held in the year 1999. The roundtable conference will be chaired by the Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar in the presence of Election Commissioners Dr. Sukhbir Singh Sandhu and Dr. Vivek Joshi. State Election Commissioners of all states and union territories will participate along with the legal and technical experts. Besides, Chief Electoral Officers of all the states and union territories will also attend the conference. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a four-day visit to Maharashtra, Jharkhand and Rajasthan from today. The President will inaugurate the nationwide campaign, Saving Lives and Building a Healthier Bharat, being organized by the P.D. Hinduja Hospital at Lok Bhavan, Mumbai today. Tomorrow, the President will grace the National Arogya Fair 2026, being organized by the Union Ministry of Ayush at Shegaon, Buldana. She will also grace the state-level launch of Golden Era of Maharashtra through Unity and Trust, organized by Brahma Kumaris in Nagpur on Wednesday. The President will participate in the Bhumi Pujan ceremony of Sri Jagannath Temple, Jamshedpur on Thursday, which has been organized by Sri Jagannath Spiritual and Cultural Charitable Center Trust, Jamshedpur, Jharkhand. She will also visit the Manipal Tata Medical College, Jamshedpur, and interact with students. On Friday, the President will witness ex-Vayu Shakti at Pokhran in Rajasthan. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has launched the second phase of asset monetization pipeline of central ministries and public sector entities in New Delhi. The second phase of the pipeline has been developed by Niti Aayog in consultation with infrastructure line ministries based on the mandate for asset monetization plan 2025-30 as announced in the Union Budget 2025-26. The National Monetization Pipeline 2.0 estimates aggregate monetization potential of 16.72 lakh crore rupees, including private sector investment of 5.8 lakh crore rupees and asset monetization pipeline of central ministries and public sector entities over the five-year period from financial year 2025-26 to financial year 2029-30. In Jharkhand, all seven persons on board an air ambulance were killed after the aircraft crashed near Simaria in Jharkhand's Chhatra district last evening while en route to Delhi from Ranchi, a top state government official said. The crash took place shortly after the aircraft operated by Redbird Airways Private Limited took off from Ranchi Airport at 7:11 p.m. About 160 academicians from across the country has condemned the protests by the Indian Youth Congress at the India AI Impact Summit in New Delhi. The joint statement signed by these academicians of renowned Indian institutions described the act as profoundly regrettable and ill-conceived. He said the summit was neither a partisan platform nor a venue for domestic political propaganda. It was also emphasized that the approach adopted by the Indian National Congress did not adequately reflect the broader national interest during such a significant global engagement. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwani Vaishnav congratulated the entire team of the film Boom on winning the Children's and Family Film category at BAFTA Awards. In a social media post, Mr. Vaishnav said that the Manipuri film Boom is the first Indian film to win the award. Ambassador of India to Israel, J.P. Singh, has said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Israel will be a historic one. Talking to Akashvani News in Jerusalem, Mr. Singh said besides holding talks with his Israeli counterpart Benjamin Netanyahu, Mr. Modi will meet President of Israel Isaac Herzog and will address the Parliament of Israel, Knesset. He said when Prime Minister Modi visited Israel in 2017, he, along with Mr. Netanyahu, had laid the foundation for strengthening the bilateral ties. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, West Indies defeated Zimbabwe by 107 runs in the Super 8 Group 1 clash at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai last night. Against a target of 255 runs set by West Indies, Zimbabwe scored only 147 runs in 17.4 overs. Today, England to take on Pakistan in a Super 8 Group 2 match of the ICC Men's T20 World Cup. This 45th match of the tournament is scheduled to take place at the Pallakkale International Cricket Stadium in Sri Lanka starting at 7 p.m. local time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.